Charlemagne the God laughs at Jill Biden saying Joe has energy and vigor to beat Trump. Is Biden slash Harris a winnable ticket? By Alana Mastrangelo on January 17, 2024. The Breakfast Club host Charlemagne the God is questioning whether Biden slash Harris is a winnable ticket, saying that President Joe Biden lacks the energy and vigor to serve another 4 years in office. Charlemagne the God reacted to First Lady Jill Biden's claim that her husband has the energy and vigor to serve another presidential term, telling Fox News, "No," before laughing at the idea. That's really the conversation: is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris still a winnable ticket? I think Republicans should be asking themselves that, too. Is Donald Trump still a winnable ticket? Charlemagne said. I know the polls say right now he'd beat up Joe Biden in a general election. But I don't know. I really, truly don't know. So to answer your question, no. He doesn't look full of vigor like his wife says. Not to me, anyway, the Breakfast Club host added. Charlemagne, who recently said he felt burned by the Biden administration after having endorsed him in 2020, says he will not be offering an endorsement in the 2024 presidential election. I don't regret voting for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris just because it kept Donald Trump out of the White House. What I regret is endorsing them, Charlemagne told Fox News. They come around and they court you, and they tell you sweet nothings and tell you all the things that you know you want to hear, he added. But once you get in a relationship with each other, they don't really back up a lot of those promises. Charlemagne also attacked former President Donald Trump, claiming that he had attempted a coup, is poisoning the blood of our country when he talks about migrants, and makes social media posts suggesting the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution over the 2020 presidential election. If you're an American citizen, if you call yourself a patriot, you shouldn't want anybody in the White House who doesn't seem, you know, to respect the Constitution of the United States of America. So that's my biggest issue, Charlemagne said. And that's why I feel like he's a threat to democracy. Because anybody who doesn't believe in the Constitution is absolutely a threat to democracy, the radio host added. Charlemagne, who is expanding his footprint in the podcast world, claimed that all viewpoints will be represented on his new platform on the recently launched Reason Choice Media Podcast Network. Don't think that this is a platform that is going to be another liberal echo chamber, Charlemagne told Fox News. We are going to have hosts that are conservative. And we're just going to hope that some real dialogue can start happening in this country. We need both sides telling their truths, he added. And people, us, should be able to hear from both sides and make a choice on who they want to support. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.